starting. I pretend to scratch under my shirt and start feeding the cord down my sleeve. Announcer.
That's one heck of a plan with the earplug and all. I'd say maybe you take after that famous great-grandfather of yours after all.
Me. Thanks, Bob. Maybe you're right.
Well, we've come to the end of Tony's story. It was pretty straightforward compared to Steph's and Flacco's, maybe because Tony is so young. So Tony didn't want to play violin anymore, and he was tired of being pressured to live up to common stereotypes about Asian American kids. Now that his mother understands that, his life should be a lot happier. And it turns out that the whirligig did help Tony after all. His music teacher used it to explain to his mother that no one can practice all the time. Even the harp player takes a rest when the wind's not blowing. The teacher managed to convince Tony's mother that Tony needed a long rest from his violin. To some people, the whirligigs are probably just pretty things to look at. But for others, like Tony, Flacco, and Steph, the whirligigs have helped them make really big changes in their lives. Let's move on to the next chapter and catch up with Brent. It begins on page 86.